Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So UN scientists are reporting we are at a code red. Now, I don't think they're talking about a few good men. Did you order the code red? You're gosh down right I did. But no, I don't think so much they're talking about that. But what they are talking about is global warming. We have reached the point where we cannot reverse our course. And it was a grim global report on climate change. Now, I've told you guys I've driven over, not only driven past, but flown over the Grand Canyon. That Grand Canyon, Colorado, was high up at some point. And it took thousands of years to make the Grand Canyon. I don't think I was around. I don't think any of us were around at the time to start making the deserts more deserty and having our continents split. I just think climate change has always been with us. I think the climate is constantly changing. And I'm sorry if my degree in biology, my minor in chemistry is not scientific enough. But I don't think you need a degree in science to know that the Earth is changing, that the Earth is shifting. I mean, what happened when all the countries were, all the continents were together? What was it, Pangea? What was it called when you had all the continents together? And then all of a sudden they broke up into North America, South America, Australia, Europe, Asia, Africa. I mean, what? Antarctica? Did they all panic and say, guys, stop it. Stop eating horse meat. You're making our grounds. We're going to be all separated. And we're going to have to build boats to get to each other. What are you doing? I don't know. I don't know if they blamed horses back then. But they say climate change has led to irreversible shifts for the next hundreds to thousands of years. So my McDonald's quarter pounder that I ate the other day was to blame. I apologize, everybody. This is according to the report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They say, according to USA Today, the effects of more extreme weather are felt across the globe. The average global temperature increases could have devastating effects, may come sooner than expected. So this is dubbed a quote, code red for humanity by the United Nations. And the report says unequivocally, humans have caused climate change, driven up greenhouse gas emissions, and led to warmer weather. Now, I will give the UN on how we are probably making more smog, affecting the ozone layer, causing more greenhouse emissions, but I think the desert started becoming the desert way before, you know, cars were even, I don't know, invented. So anyway, so they say we may reach 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming much sooner than previously expected. The warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade would increase heat waves, lengthen warm seasons, shorten cold seasons. If temperatures were 2 degrees warmer, heat extremes would more often reach critical tolerance thresholds for agriculture and health. But then you're going to have other plants that are more heat resistant. I mean, that's just how nature works. They say in five scenarios of expected levels of greenhouse gas emissions laid out in the report, global warming of at least 1.5 degrees is the best estimate for the increase in temperature from 2021 to 2040. The report says a 1.5 degree warming in the next 20 years is more likely than not before bouncing back. They also say human-caused climate change is already affecting every region across the globe. Climate change is affecting many weather and climate extremes, such as heat, heavy precipitation, and drought. Since the IPCC's last assessment, the evidence of humans' influence on specific weather events have changed. They say the report says extreme heat has become more frequent and more intense across most parts of the world since 1950. They have high confidence that human-caused climate change is the main driver, and that without human influence, some of the extreme highs would be extremely likely. So humans are bad. Is that what they're saying? So if they need to force vaccines for the good of public health, what are they going to do if humans are hurting the earth? What role do they think they need to take? What sort of actions are they deciding we need to do? They say heavy precipitation has increased in frequency and intensity across most regions. The report found the share of hurricanes that reached devastating levels, category 3 to 5 storms, have probably increased over the last 40 years. Well, also, we've also done a better job at finding them with satellite, too. They say as global temperatures get high, extreme weather will get worse. They say if temperatures increase by 2 degrees, a once in every 10 years extreme is likely to occur 5.6 times. In a 4-degree warming scenario, the extreme heat occurs 9.4 times. They say many changes to Earth are irreversible for centuries and millennia. They say greenhouse gas emissions have caused irreversible damage. Over the next 2,000 years, even if global temperatures are kept at a 1.5-degree increase, the global sea level is expected to rise 2 to 3 meters. There has been ice loss in Greenland over the 21st century, and they think that's because of emissions. They say the Earth's water cycle is also going to become more intense. As climate warms, Earth's water cycle will increasingly tend to more extremes, wetter seasons, and other drier, dry seasons. They say variability in rainfall tied to El Nino is very likely under these global emission scenarios. Now, I remember Noah had a flood. I don't know what climate change or what greenhouse emissions caused the flood where Noah had to build an ark, but I think we should study that too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel, for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we have some breaking news. The Pentagon is going to suggest to President Biden that all military get mandated to be vaccinated by September 15th. So this is a huge move because the military needs to look like they are an arm of the current administration. Even though there's been, you know, a lot of back and forth in movies on how the military might not like our current president or vice versa, but they need to be a united front. So I'm not surprised that the military is going to have to follow suit. And if the feds are mandating that all these federal buildings and federal workers, you know, are vaccine compliant, there's no doubt that the military, all branches of the military, will follow suit. So according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he said, I will seek the president's approval to make the vaccines mandatory no later than mid-September or immediately upon final approval by the FDA. Now, many of you have asked, what the heck is going on here with the final FDA sort of seal of approval on these vaccines? Well, the FDA has to be very, very careful with the way they do this process, because the FDA takes a long, long time to really thoroughly investigate these drugs, medications. And for them to put their seal of approval, that means they have studied it extensively. They've looked at every nook and cranny of every piece of data. They understand all the ins and outs, and they will put their legal butts in a bind, you know, supporting their FDA approval of a drug. They do reserve the right to recall. They do reserve the right to add things to the black box warning or to the risk factors or side effect list. But the FDA, being that these are new vaccines, I think they have to be very careful looking like months after an emergency authorization, they're saying, okay, we're good. So they are taking time. However, there is so much pressure on the FDA to hurry up and approve that I wouldn't be surprised if by this fall we get their emergency approval. Right now, they estimate about 3 out of every 10 unvaccinated are citing the excuse that it's not even fully FDA approved. Once it's FDA approved, they'll be convinced to do it. And I really do believe that you have a certain subset of the population that is really waiting for FDA approval. You know, it's not that they distrust the government. It's that they understand why there was an emergency authorization, but they want to know that the same process for their blood pressure medication or their diabetes medication was the same process used for this vaccine that they have to get two of if they're getting an mRNA vaccine. So I get why some people are hesitated, and I get why some people are waiting for this approval. So currently it looks like they're hoping to by the fall. It was supposedly not going to happen till early 2022, but I just think they're going to rush it. They're going to say, well, we have all this data, it's overwhelming, and we are going to give it seal of approval. It might not give it seal of approval equally to all three. One might, you know, make it first before others, but that is going to definitely be one heck of a stock race for those of you that are on the stock market. Whoever gets that full FDA approval, that's going to definitely probably raise stocks temporarily, and then they fall for no reason. I really don't understand the stock market. But so many of you are frustrated and you're reaching out saying, my boss is now mandating vaccines. My boss is now mandating vaccines. What the heck? And so one thing I think you guys have to realize, and if you are worried about your boss mandating vaccines, you might want to look at your employee handbook or look at any new news when it comes to being paid time off for COVID. For those institutions that have to give you paid leave, if you have to isolate after being exposed to COVID, you probably are going to be seeing your boss turn to mandating vaccines. I think the labor shortage, it's just a slew of one thing after another. So the labor shortage is causing employers to really work on skeleton crews. And so they aren't staffed enough as it is. Then somebody comes in and says, oh, sorry, I got to take the next 10 to 14 days off. I've been exposed to COVID. All right, you're going to pay me, right? So then they go home. Then they come back again, another week. You know what? I got exposed again. Now another family has this Delta variant all over, so I need to be off again. These employers are not going to want to be in a position where they have to pay COVID leave. Now, I think the CARES Act allowed for one outing, one period of being out for isolation. I don't think the CARES Act money offered for more. So according to the current CDC guidelines, if you're vaccinated and you've been exposed, you don't have to call out. You can still work. Now, can somebody lie and say, yeah, I got the sniffles? Yeah, if you have any symptoms of COVID, vaccinated or not, you're back, in isolation. So depending on how much your boss has to pay for you being out, there's going to be probably that lack of flexibility in terms of you having the vaccine, which is very frustrating. Because one of you had asked, why can't you tell your boss that you will take unpaid leave? It'll be unpaid leave, and you don't, you know, just don't force me to get the vaccine. I don't think they're going to be legally be able to do that, because a lot of employers are also seeing the writing on the wall. As the feds are starting to mandate that employers pay more, you know, paternity leave, maternity leave, more sick leave, more vacation time, paid leave to go get your shot, paid leave for vaccine side effects, paid leave for COVID. I don't know if you as an individual has that power to supersede. And so if an employer is like, we can't mess with the government, you could say whatever you want in a letter, but then people could say we coerced you. If the government's going to want us to pay for your time off, there's nothing you could say. We're going to be forced to pay it. So I'm hearing that employers that were not going to force, that promised they weren't going to force, are now mandating you need to vaccinate. And so I think that's also happening from the military standpoint. This Delta variant is all over. There's probably people testing positive left and right, and it's probably a real pain in their butt. Again, nobody's talking about how vaccinated individuals are testing positive too. Nobody's talking about how vaccinated individuals can spread it as well. But, you know, it's all a money thing. It's all a liability thing. And this is just brewing and brewing and getting deeper and growing. And so, you know, I don't know how many people that make up the labor shortage are those who are vaccine hesitant. I'm hearing a lot of vaccinated individuals. They got their vaccine because they're scared about COVID. They're just not, you know, excited about going back to work. But employers are already having a real tough time staffing. The military has a tough time recruiting. Right? You know, we do not have enough people to in our hospitals. We don't have enough people in our schools. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough people working. And so if we do have millions of people that are not excited about getting vaccinated, you just shrunk our labor pool. So it is something to think about. But for you guys that, again, you're on the fence, you're not sure what your boss is going to do, you might want to look up and see what's going on. But employers, I know, are asking for help. What do they do every time an employee goes, sorry, I've been exposed? Well, again, if your employee's vaccinated, they should still technically be allowed to go back to work. Between you and me, they're still spreading. Vaccinated individuals are still spreading it. But right now, if you're going by CDC guidance, you can't be sued. But no business is going to be able to stay open this fall if they really go by the science of COVID. By the science of COVID, COVID spreads everywhere. So your vaccinated individuals are serving people and possibly spreading COVID at the same time. The mask helps a little, but it's not providing a sterile environment. So I think it's going to take somebody to have the guts to stand up and go, okay, come on, guys. You know, there's COVID all in this restaurant. And you've kicked out all these individuals, right, discriminated against them by not letting them inside and not serving them under the guise of, well, it's only vaccinated people here. Somebody's going to have to stand up and say something. And it might be the lawsuit. It might be the ACLU. It might be somebody citing the Civil Rights Act, you know? So if you could get your vaccine, I think it protects you against COVID. But realize that jobs might be reluctantly following suit because they can't just keep paying for leave. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the second largest in the state's history, burning over 490,000 acres, about 370 homes, and threatening to burn around 14,000 buildings in the northern Sierra Nevadas. An evacuee describes having to leave his home to avoid the flames.
Left behind a lot of stuff. Fires ravaged through everything.
And this evacuee tells Fox News what it's like to see the site of the nearby smoke.
It's scary when you sit there and see all the smoke coming over the mountain and wonder where's it at because you can't see.
Go ahead, plan that road trip. Starting on Monday, fully vaccinated Americans can finally enter Canada without a mandatory 14-day quarantine. Non-essential travel has been banned to Canada since March of 2020. This is USA Radio News. As illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to come through the U.S.-Mexico border, some law enforcement officials are blaming the Biden administration for poor policies allowing from people to Mexico to keep coming in. Jackson County Sheriff Andy Lauterbach joins Fox Business Network and says the border was more secure when former President Trump was in office.
An orderly border was established, stable border was established under President Trump, and yet, for whatever reason, with the hatred of President Trump, that this administration cannot go back and make the necessary changes to protect Americans.
Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs announcing that he intends to file articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee is meeting today to talk about the next steps in the impeachment investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Oops. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So I could never be in the Olympics. I'm a klutz. I knock things over. I would never be an Olympian. I wish I could be. I would have loved to be a gymnast or a figure skater. As a little girl, I'd look at that and, you know, Mary Lou Retton. I was like, oh, wow, she's amazing. And it's just something I've always wanted to do. But, you know, I'm middle-aged. It's not going to happen. So the Tokyo Olympics are done. The Paralympics, I think, are starting soon. But Tokyo 2020, they made it. And I commend them for powering through. I know it wasn't easy. And they did it. And people suggested that they put it off again. People suggested that they just cancel it completely. And let me see if I have the Tokyo COVID case count. I think they had either 400, 463, or I thought I saw 700, a number of 700. Let me see. Well, Tokyo had cases, but I want to see what the Olympic case count is. I'm sorry, I'm looking that up right now. So, you know, they felt that there would be, 430 COVID-19 cases within the Olympics. 430 too many, but I don't think anybody died. I don't think anybody had to be hospitalized. And so Tokyo did something really, really gutsy. You know, with everybody and all the haters and all the restrictions, they said, look, we're going to still live life. We're going to still let these athletes get a chance for what they're what they've worked their lives for. And we're going to show you that this virus doesn't have to upset the whole world like it has. And as you've seen, we still, the medals, the marathons, the meets, the floor exercises, the canoeing, all of these sports still just did well. They were still able to move on. The rivers didn't dry up overnight. You know, I mean, buildings didn't collapse. Tokyo was still able to do it. The U.S. obviously soared to the top with number of medals, 113 total, 39 of which gold, beating out China, 38 gold medals with 88 total. The top 10 countries in medals were U.S., China, Japan, Great Britain, ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee, Australia, Netherlands, France, Germany, and Italy. Canada came in 11. Then came Brazil, New Zealand, Cuba, Hungary, South Korea, Poland, Czech Republic, Kenya, Norway, rounding out the top 20. Jamaica won 4 gold, 9 total. Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Denmark, Croatia, Iran, Serbia, Belgium, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Taiwan, Turkey, Greece, Uganda, Ecuador, Ireland, Israel. Israel won 2 golds and 2 bronzes. Pretty cool. Qatar, Bahamas, Kosovo, Ukraine, Belarus, Romania, Venezuela, India, Hong Kong, Philippines. So still, many, many countries got to take home medals. So pretty darn cool. The Olympic torch, the relay, apparently traveled through all of 47 of Japan's prefectures over 121 days. It involved 10,500 torchbearers who ultimately arrived in Japan's Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. Very interesting. 40 venues in and around the city of Tokyo hosted 33 Olympic sports and 22 Paralympic sport events. The two main areas were the Heritage Zone and the Tokyo Bay Zone. Now, the cost is the most expensive Olympics on record. According to officials, budget for the Games was $15.4 billion. On the other hand, Japanese auditors have claimed that the total spending topped $20 billion. This is almost 3 times the original forecast of around $7.4 billion when Tokyo put together their bid for the Olympics. The postponement of the Games cost the country close to $2 billion after initial speculation that the cost could be as high as $6 billion. So, wow, that's almost 3 times the amount that they projected. 29 athletes qualified as part of the IOC Refugee Olympic team for the Tokyo Olympic Games. Rio 2016 was the first time that an IOC refugee team had made an appearance. In terms of the age, the youngest athlete was 12 years old. The oldest athlete was 66. They say Syrian table tennis player Hen Zaza and Japanese skateboarder Kokona Hiraki were the youngest athletes in Tokyo at 12 years of age. Australian equestrian Mary Hanna was the oldest at 66 years old. Huh, So I could still be an Olympian. I need to figure out something pretty quick. I have, like, all these things on my bucket list, and being in the Olympics is one of them. I'll figure something out. Self-service meddling. According to Virtual Capitalist, athletes at the Tokyo Olympics put their medals around their own necks to protect against spreading COVID. After being presented medals on a tray, the athletes picked it up and meddled themselves. There were no handshakes or hugs at the podiums. I think people were fine on that. There was also this year a focus on sustainability. They say to promote sustainability, this year's Olympics repurposed a number of the venues used in the 1964 Games. They say the podiums, uniforms, medals, and beds of the Olympic Village were all made from recycled materials. They say Japan is not the first to make Olympic medals from recycled materials. It's the first time that citizens of a host country proactively donated their electronic devices as materials for the medals. This year also had a lot of inclusion and diversity. The games nearly reached gender parity, they said. According to the IOC, of the 11,000 Olympic athletes in Tokyo, 49% were women, marking the first gender-balanced games in history. Nearly 85 years after the canoe sprint made its Olympic debut, the women's sprint event was added to the Olympic Games this year. There was a transgender woman that competed, weightlifter Laurel Hubbard from New Zealand. She joined other athletes like footballer Quinn from Canada, U.S. cyclist Chelsea Wolfe to participate in the games. Laurel Hubbard didn't, I think she qualified, but I don't think she was able to hold on to the weights, and she failed to medal. Mental health obviously took the center stage. This was a very dramatic Olympics. Naomi Osaka had withdrawn from the French Open over mental health concerns, and then I believe she had represented Japan. Simone Biles stepped away from the U.S. women's gymnastics team and the all-around, and the topic of mental health became a huge focal point with the Olympics. She later went on to win bronze on the beam. So were there any medals that had to be splitted? Well, we're being told that Olympic high jumpers Mutaz Essebarshim of Qatar and Gianmarco Tamberi of Italy mutually decided to share the top spot in their event. The last time the gold medal was shared among two athletes at the Olympics was 113 years ago. Yeah, I would do that. If you had a choice of getting gold or silver, or you had a choice of you just get the silver, or you could split the gold, I would do that. I don't have to be the single gold medalist. I just need to know that I won a gold. So I'd be totally fine with splitting it. That's fine to me. Four sports made their Olympic debuts. We had karate, skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. I was really excited to see surfing as well. There were women's 3-on-3 and men's 3-on-3 basketball and a BMX freestyle. There were humanoid robots on the field. They were fetching hammers, javelins flung during events, and interacting with spectators. I guess they use facial recognition systems to provide athletes and officials venue access. That helps speed up security. So China's Olympics is coming up in 6 months. We have the Winter Olympics coming up, even though China's been grappling with a slew of cases. And then Paris is going to host in 2024, so in 3 years. It's going to be very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay? Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of rumors that you might be paying per mile and when you drive. And I know that's been kind of making people a little nervous. It's just all these changes and all these taxes and all these promises that you're not going to have to pay more. And I think the average person is noticing they're paying more at the pump, they're paying more at the grocery store, they're paying more at the restaurant, they're just paying more for toilet paper. So it's, people are frustrated, and I get it. So I guess this is what's going on. And there's multiple sources kind of talking about how when President Joe Biden signed an executive order that targets half of all new car sales to be electric by 2030. That shifts the industry towards battery power rather than gas. Well, the federal government makes money on gas. So they're going to have to find the revenue another way. Now, according to thedrive.com, the federal government receives 18.4 cents on every gallon of gasoline. States also collect revenue as well. I think we spoke about the breakdown, how many of the gas stations don't really make a lot in profit. You know, their money comes from the convenience store. But, and you know, people advertising and things like that. There's like TVs a lot of times now, and billboards at these gas stations. So people coming in for the gas, these gas companies can sell advertising, but it's really the convenience store. And so with the government receiving 18.4 cents for every single gallon, that's a lot of money. So if we go electric, fewer cars visit the pump. The amount of tax revenue decreases, and it has to be made up elsewhere. That's why it's being addressed in the upcoming infrastructure bill. It's supposed to be a pilot program for a national per mile tax. So this is a 2,700 page text, and it's titled National Motor Vehicle Per Mile User Fee Pilot. That pretty much, I guess, says that it's going to pilot a program that would tax drivers based on their annual mileage of their electric car rather than at the pump. They say the federal fuel tax has remained stagnant at 18.4 cents per gallon since 1993. It has not been adjusted to account for more fuel-efficient vehicles, nor for inflation. If that's the case, that would equate to 34 cents a gallon today. As alternatively powered vehicles like electric cars make up more of what's on the road today, drivers of fossil fuel cars are going to pay an disproportionate amount of taxes to use the same street. So in 2020, around 1.8 million electric vehicles were on the roads, about 0.5% of all registered passenger vehicles. Why? Well, they're expensive. And a lot of people deal with power outages, and they need to, you know that their car can last going from one city to another. If your commute is an hour and a half, can you really trust your charge? So, unless they make these batteries longer or you live in a low traffic area, people are still going to be reluctant. I've learned that you can't really use these to drive from, I live in Vegas and we drive to California a lot. It wouldn't make sense. Use your gas car for that and then just use your electric car for around the city so that you could go to work, come back, plug it in. And they found that the power bill is not as expensive as gas. So you can save money. And they say gas cars are hopefully going to drop down to $3,000 to $5,000 range. I don't see how that's going to happen, but they think that electric cars are going to be that cheaper. So they say, accounting for average fuel economy and miles driven, it totals to roughly $97 in missed federal fuel taxes per vehicle each year. So the government is losing out on about $175 million of revenue annually. Federal fuel taxes are payments of the Highway Trust Fund, which the government projects will be insolvent long-term with the rise of alternatively fueled vehicles. As the concentration of EVs or electric vehicles on the road increases, fuel tax revenue will continue to decrease. So if 50% of auto sales by 2030 are going to be electric cars, the U.S. is going to see a $4.5 billion federal fuel tax deficit per year. They got to make the money up. So they might increase the fuel tax for those of us that have gas cars, implement a per mileage tax, or implement an electronic vehicle specific tax for public utilities. So the infrastructure bill wants to see what about a per mileage tax, is that feasible? So as part of the pilot program, volunteers from 50 states plus Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico who drive both passenger and commercial vehicles will opt in. Data on the vehicle's travel will be recorded, used to bill the participants according to their mileage, a rate that may vary depending on the vehicle type and weight. Commercial trucks will pay more due to their increased wear and tear on public infrastructure. The bill specifically notes that the mileage information can be tracked via third-party OBD2 devices, OEM-collected telematic data, information from insurance companies, a smartphone app, or any other method that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg considers appropriate. What about the privacy? So, you know, let's say you go for colonics. Are they going to know that? So they say, well, we still don't know how the information is going to be kept safe, etc. I mean, me, my husband knows where I go. I don't have a lover. So I go to work, I come back, I go to work, I come home. I have a gynecology appointment later this week. I mean, yeah, you know, I don't mind. I tell you guys everything. But I think there's a lot of people out there that do want that privacy. So a lot of people are kind of concerned about this. Pennsylvania has the highest fuel tax in the nation with 58.7 cents per gallon. And so they're wondering if an 8.1 cent per mile tax is appropriate. That would translate into more than $2 per gallon of gas based on the average fuel economy of a brand new car. But this federal tax would cross President Biden's red line for tax hikes against citizens making less than $400,000. The administration has already rejected calls for a hike on the federal fuel tax. So if they're trying to, you know, stick to, well, we're not going to make people pay more than they have to, then all these things happening at the gas pump, all these things at the per mile, that's going to be translated to everybody. So as I said, we're all noticing we're paying more for these decisions. Now, some people say that's fine. It's worth it. Charge me per mile. I don't care. The government is already up in our business anyway. I'd rather we have less emissions. I don't want, you know, to have any more warm summers. All right. If that's how you feel, that's what you believe, that, you know, that's you. That's fine. Me personally, I just don't see how it almost seems like they're going to be spending more money trying to make this happen. And I think you don't have to have government mandates involved. I think if people see electric cars start to go down in price, and an electric car is cheaper than a gas-fueled car, and gas, you know, is still getting more expensive, more people will buy electric. That's just, you know, you don't have to necessarily tax us per mile and threaten us and, you know, browbeat us. I think there's just a better way to do these things. And supply and demand in capitalism has worked for a while. But right now, if electric cars are more expensive, you're not going to have people that want to go there. That's 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.